I am going to start with St. Teresa's Catholic School in Kenilworth, New Jersey, I ask.
What are you doing?
All of us as parents just want our kids to have opportunities to do big, fun things. We just want to give them every chance to be able to be successful in what they're interested in. That's the case for the parents of Sydney Phillips, who went to Teresa's, a middle school in New Jersey. The school announced they were going to shut down girls' basketball. Sydney loved to hoop and is really good at it, so her parents asked the school if she could join the boys' team. It's a no-tryout team. Everybody gets a chance to play. The AD flat-out told them no. They met with the archdiocese that runs the school, were immediately told no, and that they wouldn't even discuss it. So seeing as there wasn't any sort of documentation that girls can't play on the boys' team, the parents sued the school just to let Sydney play. No money, no nothing, just so their daughter could play basketball. And the school responded by expelling the 13-year-old kid from school. It's a school, by the way, that she had gone to since pre-K. Not only that, they also expelled her 11-year-old sister, Katie. Luckily, an appellate court filed a stay so that the kids could remain in school for a while. There's no argument that these grown-ups need to look in the mirror and think about what kind of human beings they are. If you ask me, they're pathetic excuses for them, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To now 49er head coach Kyle Shanahan, I ask.
What are you doing?
Yay.
So this harkens back to the thrilling days of yesteryear when you were the Falcon offensive coordinator. You had New England beaten. They started to come back, but still, 4:49 left, up 8 points. Matt Ryan hits Julio Jones down to the 22-yard line of the Patriots. It's a lock. You're in field goal range. Even if you run, and gain a yard every time, it's a 36-yard field goal. And from 30 to 49 yards this year, Matt Bryant 16-17, kicking in pristine conditions, and you win the Super Bowl. Not to mention you would have forced the Pats to burn the timeouts they had left. Brutal. Good luck with that, Frisco, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. And Nick's thanking you for bringing it up as well. Basically, two against one, we hate you. To Orioles catcher Caleb Joseph, I ask.
What are you doing?
Nick takes off his headset. look, people in sports fall up all the time. That's what Caleb Joseph was going for this week. He set a record this season in Baltimore. He's now the MLB record holder for most at-bats and plate appearances in a season without an RBI. 132 at-bats, 141 plate appearances. He hit 174 with 3 doubles and no runs batted in. Coincidentally, qualified for arbitration for the first time in his career. So he went for it, asking for his salary to be upped from $500,000 to $1 million per season. So he played statistically one of the worst seasons in the history of the sport, wanted to nearly double his salary. I get it. We all want more money, and if you have a chance to ask for it, you might as well take it. But this was a no-brainer, and he obviously lost the arbitration hearing. Also, Atlanta lost today by hiring Sark. That is also a loss to somebody else who tends to fall up, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To a Baylor assistant strength coach, Brandon Washington, we ask.
What are you doing?
Not even the strength coach's assistant. And with all of that Baylor is allegedly guilty of, now we throw in solicitation of a prostitute. And it's not even a segment about Louisville basketball, but I'm the new coach, Matt Rhule, was quoted. When we arrived at Baylor, we made a commitment to character and integrity in our program. Then he followed up with, plus Brandon did not show a willingness to share. No, I just threw that in.
Could you imagine?
When your school is facing multiple federal lawsuits for some of the most disgusting, vile crimes that were covered up, it's like, really? You had to get into a crime related to sex? Thought it was worth the risk? Look, solicitation if both adults are consenting versus the horrors of what was swept under the rug in Waco, I get it. But the fact it's there at Baylor, we ask.
What are you doing?
And you're in the new coaching staff trying to fix all those problems. To Michael Vick, I ask.
What are you doing?
Michael Vick retired this week. I know what you're thinking, but didn't Michael Vick retire last season? He didn't play this year at all. He wasn't even on a roster. Yeah, all of those things are correct. This is basically the same as me saying I'm not playing football anymore, even though I stopped when my high school career ended 17 years ago. This would be like if Steve came out today and said he's stopping his professional golf career and he's just going to focus on playing scratch golf with his friends in his retirement. You don't have to retire because the sport retired you. What gave away the fact that you're not playing anymore, Mike? The fact that you're not playing anymore? Nobody likes you. Nobody wants you. Now get out of our lives forever so we don't have to think about how much of a loser you are as a human being, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Nice. To the Pro Football Hall of Fame voters, I really ask.
What are you doing?
Ditto.
As I mentioned yesterday, I'm from Jersey. We turn spite into an art form. I don't like Terrell Owens. I think he's plastic paper and the cloth reusables. In other words, he's all kinds of bags. cussing out teammates and coaches during games, making gay comments about Jeff Garcia to verify what a D-bag he is. But he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. And now we're too deep, and being a jerk should not come into play. You want to enforce some kind of character code? Man, look to Lawrence Taylor, those who committed, you know, really heinous crimes, violence against women. But T.O. should be in already, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Unbelievable that he is not a Hall of Famer.
Brutal.
Twice they have voted on this. Incredible. To Aubrey Huff, I ask.
What are you doing?
It's going to be a real quick one because politics are something we generally try to avoid. Small stuff, yes. Big stuff, we would start a radio war. But the former MLB-er Huff went on Twitter to complain about protesters the other day, hit them with one of the worst takes ever. Here's the quote. I mean, seriously, what the hell is going on here? If these people have the time to march, protest, and riot, maybe it's time for something called a job. The protests happened on the weekend, just like all of the protests have happened, so he's dumb, as we asked.
What are you doing?
Aubrey Huff. Now, wow. I went back to Tampa. Somebody did point out, and Nick could probably verify this, he had a big moment for the Giants in 2010, 12, didn't he contribute?
10.
2010.
Love that you remember that, by the way.
This guy? Well, it happened in the last 6-7 years, so it's in his wheelhouse. Like, he still denies that they actually signed the Declaration of Independence because he wasn't there.
What?
And it wasn't on Twitter.
Are you saying I'm un-American?
Didn't happen.
No, I'm saying you're uninformed. Unless it's about Aubrey Huff and the Giants.
He might have taken a history class. Jeez, Steve. All right, just judging people.
Where are we at? Are we done? As a matter of fact, is it time to just call it?
I mean, we can.
And I don't mean for the day.
All right, guys. We had a good run.
I look at it this way.
Aubrey Huff killed it.
January of 2016, we had Alabama beat Clemson, and every major sporting event, championship series was just fantastic. Let's not push our luck. Let's just, you know what? We'll hang through college basketball season. Maybe we'll get one more, but I think I can speak for everybody. It's enough already.
Enough already. We'll reevaluate then. How about that?